Vamos, chapter 3, Mishnah 5, Nasan Get, carrying on from the last Mishnah. So what happens if he gives her, she falls to him for Yibum, gives her a bill of divorce, and then Va'asa Maima, he does Maima, does the rabbinical marriage with her. So Tzricha Get, so he's got to give her another Get to break the rabbinical Maima that he did. Very good. And then he's got to do Chalitza, because there's still the Torah bond between him and her, and we force him to break that Torah bond by giving her chalitza. And the reason we make we force him to do chalitza is because he first gave her a get. So that kind of like, you know, that's the rabbis instituted. Every time in the Yibum situation, you give a woman a get, they force her to do him to do chalitza afterwards, right? So the first thing he did was he gave her a get. Yes, he did mama afterwards. So we break both things. We give her a get to undo the mamar, and we make them do chalitza because he gave her a get first, right? So we break both things over there. What happens? Nasan get, he gives her a get. Ubal, now he has relations with her afterwards. So it's tzricha get, so he's got to give a get to undo the relations that he had, because those relations were actually effective according to Torah law. But then he also has to do chalitza, because he gave her a get first. The first thing he did was give her a get. And whenever he gives her a get, in a Yibum setting, we're going to make him do chalitza after that, right? We're going to force him. But because he had relations with her after that, he has to give her a get to break the relations, because those relations were effective in a Torah law setting, because, right, so that he actually did Yibum with her. Nasan get v'chalitza. What happens if he gives her a get, and then he gives chalitza, so that's actually good, because every time that he gives her a get in a Yibum setting, we're going to make him do chalitza. That's exactly what he did. So in that situation, there's nothing more that needs to be required. Chalatz. Okay, what happens if he does chalitza with her, and then afterwards he does maimar, or nasan get, or baal, or he has relations with her? So now, we've got to juggle the Mishnah a little bit, because otherwise it doesn't really make sense. And there's a little bit later, it says, Ein acha chalitza klum. We move that to now. Right? And what that means is that after he does chalitza, whatever he does after that is meaningless, because he's done chalitza. So if he does chalitza, the bond between them is broken, and it doesn't matter if he does maimer, he gives her, right, he has relations with her, he gives her a get. None of that matters, because he did chalitza, and they go their separate ways, and anything after that has no legal ramifications. Okay? That one's pretty straightforward. Baal, what happens if he has relations with her? Now he's married, according to Torah law. So that's good. And then, va'asa maimer, he does maimer. Okay? Or nasan get, or he gives her a get, the chalatz, or he does chalitza. So if he has relations and then does maimer, that's going to be meaningless, because right. If he gives her a get, they're actually going to be divorced, because he married her. He was now married with the relations. He did yibum, now they're married. Now he gives her a get, they're divorced. It's a proper get. Next case, if he has relations with her and then he does chalitza, so now again you can read the verse. Ein acha chalitza klum. The chalitza is meaningless, because he had relations with her, he's married with her. If he wants to get divorced from her, he has to give her a get. And then finish off the Mishnah. Achas yevama, achas leyabam echad, v'achas shta yevamos leyabam echad. All of these cases actually apply equally. If it's one man with one woman, he's doing all of these with the same woman. Or he's doing these with two women that fell to him for Yibum. He does the first action with one woman, second action with another woman. The same scenarios will play out.